Everything's right in my world. But when you look at a condition that does not please you, like he's going away, I won't get to see him, I don't know what it means, as you look at those conditions that don't please you, you feel negative emotion. And then there is this, and we know you're way past this, but we want to start there anyway. There's this feeling that if he just would do that, then I would feel better. But if he does that, I will feel terrible. And I'm powerless because I can't stop him from doing it. And even worse, I know I shouldn't try to stop him from doing it. And we want you to feel that this is the perfect opportunity. There will never be a more important opportunity. It will serve you enormously well when you say, okay, I'm going to find out what unconditional love really is, which means I'm going to find a way to keep me in vibrational alignment with who I really am, who is love, regardless of the conditions that surround, which means I'm going to have to be a particularly deliberate focuser as I move through what feels like sort of treacherous waters on my way to alignment. Because you're not ever going to be able to imagine him dying or imagine him killing someone or imagine him hungry or wounded or afraid or confused. You're not ever going to be able to have those thoughts about him and feel good at the same time, because none of those thoughts have anything to do with the vibrational escrow regarding him that you have already created. In other words, here's what we really want to say to you in the most powerful of way. You've got to find a way to keep up to speed with your dream about your son, regardless of what he does. Ooh. Can you imagine someone saying to you, I have decided to be in alignment with source energy, which is the same thing as saying, I've decided that I'm going to be a joyful person no matter what. And I am in the process of training myself into that alignment to the point that I no longer am going to require compliance from you in order for me to feel good. Unconditional love. I've figured out how to tune into source regardless of what you do. Here's another way of saying it. My vision of you and the dynamic, you're talking to your son, my vision of you and the dynamic, successful, joy-filled, adventure-filled, expanding-filled life experience that you will live, my picture of you is so powerful. I've been working on it since even before you were born, I think. I have this picture of this glorious life experience, and I'm practicing my alignment with that every day, which means I will never be one who will distract you from the well-being that is yours. And the negative emotion that you are feeling is your guidance that says, you want this, it's what you've been creating all this time, but you're doing this. Want to make another? In other words, Magellan would be saying, please return to the highlighted route. Please return to the highlighted route. And so most people in your position would be saying, I cannot return to my highlighted route unless he makes the decision not to do this thing that frightens me so much. And we say, ah, he's just fulfilling an old agreement with you. He said, I'll go forth and I'll live my life in the way I want to, and you'll live your life in the way that you want to. And at first, Mom, you're going to think that it's my job to live my life in the way that you want me to. And if I would do that, you would probably feel that you would feel better. But in the long run, I would only be teaching you conditional love, which means I would be preparing you for nothing out there in the world. If you have someone close to you who stands on their head in endless ways to make it easy for you to feel good because they just keep adjusting, you are ill prepared for the world at large, because the world at large is not catering to you. But when you discover that you can be in alignment with who you are no matter what the subject, from that alignment you'll have clarity and strength and intuition and inspiration. From that alignment you'll say the right thing at the right time. You'll demonstrate alignment. And we want you to know that anyone who is in utter alignment is always in a position where they will only be living the fulfillment of that which they are about. What you want to demonstrate for your children, whether they are little or whether they are on the brink of flying from the nest, what you want to demonstrate to them as much as you can is your